This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close.
Daylight, yes. Ear light, brain light, all that good stuff. It's DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air Thursday, the 6th of October, with our focus on technology, the government, the situation with Edward Snowden. I always chuckle, kind of, and I chuckle more having seen the movie. I haven't seen that movie yet. Go see it. Yesterday, the U.S. government said it arrested a government contractor, charged him with theft of government property for stealing top-secret information. His name is Harold Martin, 51 years old, apparently taking home files that explain a hacking tool that the NSA developed to snoop on other countries. He works, this guy Martin, for the same outfit that Snowden worked for, Booz Allen, what's this, whatever their name, what a name for a company.
I might want to actually, like, up some worker morale, like, maybe put in some programs, maybe bring in a massage chair or something, because it seems like
free lunch
seems like these
on Fridays.
People are, like, ratting out these guys all the time.
Well, that's because there's something to rat out. Snowden if you missed the situation, Snowden released confidential documents, and that's what the movie is all about. The NSA, the government, is so dirty in this, it's just amazing. And to go along with this, yesterday it appears that the Internet was all fired up when Snowden blew the whistle on Yahoo. This had more impact than the arrest of this other guy, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So Yahoo is basically useless anymore.
Pretty much.
They've copped. They've dug themselves a hole that they can't get out of, it would seem. This is the first time that a company like Yahoo has apparently agreed to the NSA's request, and they searched all of your messages. You got a Yahoo account, they've been all over them. And every bit of it has gone to the NSA. Every single bit of it. I don't want to live in a situation like that. The guy who's the chief security officer at Facebook used to be, had that job over at Yahoo, and he left because he found out what they were doing. And he didn't like it. And when the average person, what so drives me nuts, yesterday, no, when was it? I heard something again from somebody who said, well, I don't have any secrets, I don't care, I'm not doing anything wrong. You miss completely the point of why they can't do this, but they do. And who's being held accountable? I haven't seen anybody go to jail because these no-good son of bees are doing this. Have you? Who's even been prosecuted for it? All they want to do is chase Snowden around
because he let
everybody know
right.
What a bunch of crooks we have in the government, all the way up to the president. This is to the top. The buck stops at the top. And this guy, it seems to me, based on the information we have here, ought to have been impeached over this. But they don't impeach presidents or anything serious. All they do is
only over their affairs.
Yeah, right.
Although
yeah.
He was impeached for lying, not for his affairs.
Yeah, right. Lying about it. So why isn't Obama being impeached? He lied about it. He lied about it more than once. If you go see this movie, Snowden, you see Obama quoted in various circumstances at press, when the press is having a field day with him, one way or another, but press conferences when, you know, he says, we're not doing this. And of course they're doing it. And of course he knew. And so does everybody else know it. So we're going to send Snowden to Siberia because he actually helped us understand what a bunch of crooks we have running this government? Hello? But yesterday, why don't you explain, we had Dr. Ken coming along with his medical info in a few minutes, but take a minute or two, Victoria, if you will, and explain what it was that actually Yahoo was charged with.
No, they're not charged with anything.
Snowden
Someone from Yahoo leaked this, or someone on the FBI side
leaked it to Snowden.
Oh, no, he's the one who went, someone took it to
they
Snowden,
got it to
and then
Snowden
he went
and
public
Snowden.
With it.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Got
and then he was the one who went public with it, because he has such a huge platform. I mean, I follow him on Twitter. That's where I saw this yesterday. I was looking through Twitter, and I saw a tweet from Edward Snowden, and it had been retweeted a bunch of times, and a lot of people started instantly talking about closing their Yahoo account. The interesting thing about this was, in the past, if there's been a terrorist attack, like in San Bernardino, or if there's been an issue where the government feels that they need to look through someone's Twitter feed or emails, it's always been after the fact, and they've looked through certain things, and they've been very targeted. The thing about Yahoo, this is everyone's incoming email. So before you've read your email, the government has read it. that's like China. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, when you really think about it, that is insane that someone else has already read your email before you got it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what this is. Yeah. And I like the fact that Google and Microsoft both have said that they weren't part of it, but Google was very adamant yesterday saying, if we did get a request, it would be a big fat no way. I mean, that was a direct quote.
Yeah. Takes your breath away, doesn't it, when you get right down to it, when you think about what these people do and are capable of doing with your money, because that's what it is.
Yeah, you're either paying your money to spy on yourself.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Isn't that wonderful, huh?
Yep.
Congratulations. America is such a wonderful country, but we're letting it go to the dogs because we let people like this get in charge and if you'll pardon the pun, snow us. If you haven't seen the movie Snowden, go see it. That would be my advice. 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken with some medical information and advice up next here.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keeps my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Get to Kohl's Thursday through Monday because friends and family like you take an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off on top of already low sale prices store-wide, which makes three-quarter zip pleats for him only $14.39 and V-neck pleats for her just $9.59. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10-6 to 10-10. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/8/16 applies to regular price items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Groupon-a-thon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Groupon-a-thon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
15 past the hour now. Time for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's medical expert on the Good Day program, looking for evaluative information, things that have been examined, and there's evidence to take an approach. That's what Ken likes. But before we get to some of the things from the journals this week, Ken, the approach of Hurricane Matthew, you're in Orlando, so it's not going to be as bad there as it is on the coast. But still, all of these things cause stress and anxiety. People get upset. It's got to have some sort of, it has to have an effect on people's medical currency, shall we say.
Absolutely, Doug. Mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking to the circulation and the heart and the brain of the body. You know, give me the candidate who will reduce mental stress and I'll vote for that person. Stress is a normal psychological and physical reaction to the ever-increasing demand of life, but there is a direct link, Doug, between stress and atherosclerosis. That's the plaquing in the circulation that leads to heart attacks and stroke. Stress raises blood pressure. It can also cause dehydration. Heart patients who manage stress with biofeedback, they're 77% less likely to have a heart attack or require cardiac surgery, according to one recent study. And if you want, we can go over some ways to reduce stress, but maybe we'll save that for later.
Well, give us a couple of quick tips. This is something that bothers a lot of people. It isn't just about the hurricane, but a lot of people have a lot of stress over jobs, relationships, that kind of thing.
Sure. Let's go over some ways to reduce stress. And a lot of this needs to be individualized because there's a lot of different ways, but you have to figure out what works for you. And I think you should build de-stress time into every day. That's some personal time. Don't feel guilty about it. You know, when the oxygen bags come down on the airplane, you have to put it on yourself first before you can help anybody. Take 10 to 15 minute breaks and 1 minute deep breathing break per day. Deal with problems one at a time and learn to say no. Remember, every time you say yes to something, you're really saying no to something else. Deal with problems one at a time and learn to say no. Don't obsess about to-do lists. Leave them unfinished if need be. Talk to friends and family. Forgive and avoid people who bother you. Practice positive self-talk and thought stopping and learn from your mistakes and look at the big picture. Eat a healthy diet, exercise, get adequate sleep. Tai Chi or yoga can help. Find a hobby you enjoy. Listen to music. Take time to do something fun you enjoy. Drink enough water each day. Get massages. Watch funny movies and even meditate.
Listen to you. You're an old stick in the mud. Most of the time, you're a stick in the mud.
No.
But
he is not.
But, yes, he is. Hey, listen,
I'm a gym guy, and I play baseball. Come on, that's what I do for stress reduction.
No, I'm giving you credit. Stuff in there is like either, and I don't take credit for some of the stuff, some of your attitudes towards things I think have changed because you and I are actually very good friends and we listen to each other. And I think that's what friendship is all about. You hear what the other person is saying. And you gave some wonderful, I didn't know what your tips were going to be. You have some things in there. When you talk about, you were really talking about meditation. And I was thinking, I wish everybody could have a tractor like I do. And you could get out on the tractor because that's how I de-stress. Get on the, Meredith says, go get on the tractor for a while. And that's what does it for me.
Exactly.
I look at the sky. I think about what I have to be thankful
Getting
for.
Getting out to nature is a great way to do it. But you have
fabulous.
To, as I started from the beginning, you have to individualize this and figure out what works for you. For me, watching baseball, going to the gym, watching funny movies, that's what works for me. But you have to figure out what works for the individual.
Let's talk about blood flow and what works for you for the next few moments. Healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. So Ken has the way to support healthy blood flow that's getting a lot of attention in our country.
In order to get healthy, you have to have enough nitric oxide in your body. Just like you need enough oxygen in your body, this is the third important gas after carbon dioxide. And in order for the body to deliver the oxygen from head to toe to burn energy, it also has to deliver nitric oxide first to open up the circulation. So you have to keep making nitric oxide. If you don't have enough building blocks, you won't have an adequate amount and the body won't work. I have recommend two ways to get it from Neogenes. Their Super Beats products give you a boost of nitric oxide in the middle of the day instead of those high energy drinks, or Neo 40 if your levels are low after you check it with that saliva test. That's a way to get your tank up.
All right, so get your tank filled. Call 800-655-4183. Order Super Beats. First 3 months you pay for, fourth month you get free. 800-655-4183. Super Beats will take care of your body in a super way. 800-655-4183.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cue the New Direction fans. Jennifer, where are you in all this? Is a direct. And he is
creator
dismay among the Directioners. He's
the one that kind of started the crumble, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the falling apart.
Yeah.
So now his fans are angry over the Grammy rules that have been announced for next year. It could be a good year for him because he has now successfully completed his first solo album called Mine of Mine. There's a Grammy Award he will not be receiving, which is Best New Artist. And so why would that be, Victoria?
Well, apparently the Grammy rules say that because he had four albums with One Direction, that he's not eligible for Best New Artist. Because he's an old artist. Because he's not, he's not new. But
it's not really fair, though. He's a new artist on his own.
Right. I mean, can you, I don't know.
Could have changed his name.
It makes me wonder what happened with Justin Timberlake when he left NSYNC. I wonder if he also was not allowed to be Best New Artist because of this rule.
Huh.
But, I mean, what if you change genres? Like, Darius Rucker, famously the singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, went to country. And, you know, I mean, it's what if you change genres and you're the Best New Artist? I guess these are very strict rules, so Zayn fans are not happy about this.
Wow.
And you do not want to mess with Directioners.
No.
They're going to ride on you so fast.
That's right.
So, this is the album is called Mine of Mine, right? And then Pillow Talk's in it. Like I Would's another tune that's in it. Song called Before is in it.
He's had a lot of hits.
Did he sound a little One Direction-ish, though?
No. The music is really different. He's much more of an indie artist with like some synth sounds behind him, so he definitely went in a very different direction. Pardon the pun.
Very good. You're so clever.
I didn't really mean to sound cheesy. It works, though. It works. It's a program.
Every time it sounds cheesy once in a while. All right. Speaking of cheesy, Moby next in our musical focus. The EMA Awards are going to honor him with the Missions in Music Award, the 2016 Environmental Media Association's annual EMA Awards that come from the mind and work of Nicole Richie, Lionel's daughter, and sort of a philanthropist. She's using her old man's money. I don't know. She made it on her own?
Oh, yeah. She has one of the most successful celebrity fashion and accessory lines.
Oh, okay.
House of Harlem. Yeah, she's, yeah.
All right. So that wasn't smart to say what I did.
I mean, I'm sure her dad takes her out to lunch, but I don't think she really needs it.
No, and she's married to another rich guy, so it's okay.
Oh, that's true, right?
All right.
Joel Madden, yeah.
Who is it?
Joel Madden.
Who's he?
He and his brother in Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte, Benji Madden. Now he's married to Cameron Diaz now. Nothing. Huh. Ringing any bells? No.
Yeah. Hey, my bell. This went off.
Boy, the bells are back.
Yes, they are. We have all kinds of bells here. This is the music part of the program. That bell. Here we got this bell. We got that bell.
Boy, this is exciting.
Wow.
You got up for this?
I know. But it takes a moment of silence for our careers.
Is this Nicole Richie, they say, is a perfect host. Why?
Because of her philanthropic efforts, and she's done a lot of... she's done a lot of good charity stuff.
Is she like an apple from the tree? Is her father like that too?
I don't really know much about Lionel Richie, except he's made appearances on her reality show and he seems funny.
That's about all I know.
There you go. 28 past the hour.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Frank Kelly served as a state attorney general longer than anyone in the history of the United States. During a 37-year career in Michigan, the lifelong Democrat created the country's first consumer protection division. Frank Kelly's reputation as a consumer advocate helped him win 10 elections, as well as the support of many trial lawyers. So, when Kelly retired and he was asked to speak to a large group of lawyers, he surprised many when he told them that there's too much litigation today. He said, "Too many lawyers think that lawsuits are the first resort, when they should be the last resort." His comments were reported in the newspaper the next day, and I've kept that article ever since. Let's be fair. Last week we heard that the former liberal icon George McGovern believed there are too many lawsuits in America. And this week we hear the same thing from the Attorney General who created the very first government agency to protect consumers. It reveals that support for ending the problem of excessive litigation is much more widespread than many may think. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, "Why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide?" The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold-silver IRA.
A private storage gold-silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold-silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Now, DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, with our perspective on the air, our demonstrated brains. That's the old expression, make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. And I can tell you that both Victoria and Jennifer are graduates of that school. I, however, on the other hand, am not so worried about it. I just open my mouth and all these wonderful things just come out. I just open my mouth and the words, they come. The phrases, they come. The sentences, they come. The paragraphs, they come. It's literature, oral literature at its finest. there's a load.
Way to pat yourself on the back.
Thank you very much. Are you ready to explode? That's pretty much everybody who has a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is asking. Yesterday, a Southwest Airlines flight was evacuated after smoke started coming out of a Notebook 7. Hello?
Wow.
Is there anybody who hasn't heard that you get these things back to the store? 60-some-odd% have been returned. Samsung Note 7s have been blowing up recently. And I guess this was... Was this a new phone, old phone?
This was a replacement.
This was a replacement phone.
So the replacements are exploding.
Good job.
Wow. Well, now isn't it, didn't the airline say you can't turn these things on when you're in flight anymore?
I remember, what was it, the last flight I was on last week, they said, please, if you have a Notebook 7, don't turn it on. Why do you still have one? And now they bring it back and the new ones are exploding. Good work.
And their washing machines are exploding. I mean, Samsung's, they're having a hard time.
I think it'd be a good time. Well, they'll fix it, and then it'd be a good time to buy their stock. Here's the result of a year-long study. This will put to rest, I hope, a lot of consternation among people who are concerned about relationships with the police. This is a study of 2,000 police officers, both in England and the United States, which shows the introduction of wearable cameras has led to a 93% drop in complaints made against the police by the public in areas where the cameras are being used properly. This suggests to me, anyway, that the cameras result in changes in behavior that cool down potentially volatile encounters on both sides. Is that something that makes sense to you? When I look at this thing, does my conclusion on body-worn cameras make sense? They're becoming the standard kit for the law enforcement officers on the front line and the people who run the police departments and say, this is good. The fix, we have a crisis in our country focused on police and their legitimacy, their effectiveness. And before now, there have been people who have been trying to limit their scope of attention and involvement. But if you've got wearing the problem, and I think the police would want to do this. Problem is, a lot of the police, they disarm it on the car, they dismantle it when they're carrying it, and they lose them, put them in the water, drop them in the toilet. But if you got a 93% reduction in citizen complaints against you, wouldn't you want to wear these things?
If you're not a crooked cop, of course.
I think there has to be other reasons why they're disabling the cams. I don't know what those are.
Okay, what do you think? Speculate. Unless they're trying to hide something,
imagine a large majority of the police force is
the Los Angeles police force. How many police cars have them and they were disabled in Los Angeles?
I know. Well, you know, I don't know why police officers wouldn't want to wear them because I actually visited with one from San Bernardino from the sheriff's department who was saying that this is exactly what he wants for his officers. This is the added level of protection that they need because everybody's cell phone from different angles, things can look pretty bad. And at least if you have sort of the gold standard with what the cop is wearing on his uniform or in his car, that makes a big difference. But I think for some reason I've heard, and the reason I'm hesitating on this is I think that the car cams only activate when the siren is turned on.
So why wouldn't they activate them in a different way? I suppose that you got to have some way of doing it automatically.
Right, because if they're just cruising around, you can't have hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of footage. Uh-huh. Right. So I think that, and actually, that the reason I even know about this is that woman, the female cop who shot the black man, 2 weeks ago or so?
Tulsa, right?
Tulsa. The reason that they didn't have any car cam footage is because she wasn't in pursuit of him. It was a pretty standard traffic stop. She didn't have her sirens on, so.
Well, it's certainly food for thought. I just posted it on my Facebook page, and we'll get it over to Facebook.com, DJB Show, as well. I think it's a study worth looking at. Here's something that is very much worth your looking at, worth your listening to Jennifer and Victoria and I talk about for a moment or two, the support that Superbeats gives to you. When I said this to Victoria a few minutes ago, she said, I'm drinking mine now.
Yep.
But we all do. We all are drinking Super Beats. I am, Jennifer is, and Victoria is. So, Victoria, let's bring us back to when you had your glass this morning. You drink this because it's part of the routine here, for sure. But what does it do for you? What do, drinking this Super Beats every day as you get started doing the radio program, what does it do for you?
Well, our little gang has been together for, I guess, 5 or 6 months now, right?
Yeah.
5 months?
Yeah.
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 And I gave up coffee right before I met you guys. And literally, like, 3 days before I joined the show, I gave up coffee. And then I had never heard of Super Beats before you introduced me to it. And I started drinking it about a week later when it arrived. And I get it replaces coffee for me in the morning. It's the first thing I drink in the morning before the show starts. And I just get it just gives such a nice little energy boost, but there's no crash and it's not sugary and it doesn't give you, you know, you don't feel a slump after it's, you know, through your system. So I love it. I'm very, very happy. And
right,
I don't like the taste of beets, so I don't eat beets in my diet. So this is a great way to actually get it.
I love them. But they get black cherry flavor,
which is delicious.
Yeah. All right. So Jennifer, you've been taking them longer. You've been using Super Beats longer because you started it at the beginning, which was, a couple of years ago.
Right.
With and Super Beats.
You know, I still drink coffee, so I still have a little bit of that unnatural boost going on in the mornings for me. But what I love Super Beats is in the afternoon because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so by the time I'm at my other job and it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm really starting to feel it. And no matter what, whether you have a snack, whatever it is, I just always I'm feeling really worn down in the afternoon. So that's usually, I keep my Super Beats at work. I keep them tucked away on my desk because my dad tries to steal them. And so I'll mix up the glass and good to go.
Yeah, good to go. Okay, so there is the point of view from Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. My point of view, you've heard 100 times if you heard it once. This is the way to get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to every organ and every part of your body. So don't be foolish. Get on the bandwagon. Get a 30-day supply free when you order for the first time by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Let's support your body. Let's support your healthy blood flow. Let's support the fact that you have really good blood pressure levels. Keep them there. That's the secret to Super Beats. 800-655-4183 opens up your veins, gets the blood everywhere. This is a super, super swell way. And by the way, the non-GMO beets, these are beets that are cooked. Then they're dried, they're powdered, get it in a canister, put a scoop in a glass of water or a smoothie, and you are all set for energy and health. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, everybody's talking about the situation with a hurricane hitting the coast of Florida. John Harper, who's the manager of our affiliate WMEL, are you leaving?
It's absolutely crazy, Doug, for people to ride out this storm, especially on the beach side, because an interesting note, the area of Cape Canaveral, and I know you're big on the space program, but Cape Canaveral and where the Kennedy Space Center is expected to be hit as well, because the area from Cocoa Beach to there is just a couple of miles, and it has never been hit. This is unprecedented.
Really?
And,
wow.
Yeah, never been hit.
Never been hit. That's amazing.
And that is why back in the early 50s, whoever the scientists, the architects were of the Kennedy Space Center, at that time Cape Canaveral, that's why they decided to build there, because of the prevailing wind and some other interesting idiosyncrasies that go into that.
Yeah, I know.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That's a good piece of trivia. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So practically speaking, what's going on? Look out the window. Tell me what's going on the roads. What are people listening to you and us now thinking about what they either need to do or should have done? What's the reality of the psyche of the people there?
Gasoline has become a premium as far as there's not much gas available. Most gas stations have been out of gas for the last day, so that's a problem. Mm-hmm. As far as food and water, most of the grocery stores seem to be in pretty good supply of that, so there's not been a run on water and things like that. People are under control with getting what they need and getting their preparations ready, getting their batteries, their portable radios. Of course, radio does very well in a...
Radio in this circumstance the best, yeah.
Yeah, it does extremely well, and that's why we go into our hurricane mode of operation here and do all hurricane all the time.
I figured that you would be... Are we on the air there now, or are you doing... How are you doing?
We've got hurricane coverage right now, and we've got our staff already on the air, and we've got a couple of people out and about in the field as well, heading over to the beach to give me an update on what's happening on the beach.
So when do you leave? When do you and all these people leave?
I won't be leaving. We're going to be staying here at the radio station.
140-mile-an-hour winds. What happens if the wind blows the tower down?
Well, then, obviously, we're off the air. But where we're located, we're about a mile.
Yeah, you're kind east. The impact inland there, even though it's only a mile, is not going to be what it is on the coast, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
What time do you anticipate? What time do you anticipate this will hit today? I think today is the day, right?
Not today. No, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow. Okay.
And probably about this time tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, so the traffic, what does it look like on the roads? You're on just off of Route 1, which
traffic,
is...
Traffic heading over to Orlando. A lot of people are evacuating, of course, adhering to the advice, and they're heading over to Orlando and other areas. All of the roads heading westbound are jammed, slammed.
Where are people going? Where do they go? There are only so many hotel rooms. Unless they just keep traveling to the panhandle or something, go as far as they can to find a room. Where do people buy tents and just camp out? Where do they go?
Basically, it's hotels number one, family and friends number two. I've got one of our staff members who ended up driving to Tennessee last night.
Really?
Because he couldn't get anything. So it's been difficult to try and find accommodations. So people are going wherever they can. It's been very difficult to say the least. But heading westbound out of this portion of the state, very difficult. Eastbound is a breeze, no problem. I-95, I-95 is not too much of a problem right now, according to our traffic reports. And a lot of people ask about the mandatory evacuations and what that means. It means that right now I cannot go back home to my place on Cocoa Beach. It's totally cut off to anyone who wants to return, and anybody who is on the barrier islands, as they call it. If you need emergency services, if you need medical assistance or whatever, and the wind starts to approach 35 miles per hour, they will not respond. They being the police, fire, rescue, they will not respond. So that's why you can't be arrested for not evacuating, but that's why it's not real smart, because if you need
die.
Help.
Yeah.
Yes.
you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ooh. This is from the Karate Kid. I didn't know that. I'm shocked to hear this is music from the Karate Kid. And it was a pop song.
Well, it is a pop song, very popular that year, but it was a scene where Ralph Macchio's Daniel LaRusso is riding a bicycle to school. Sort of a montage scene where they play that song. But that song was a big hit in 1984, as was the Karate Kid. And it's Elizabeth Shue's birthday, who co-starred as his girlfriend in that movie. She's 53 years of age today.
Now, she's had a better career. Would you say, I'm making a statement, but I guess I should ask it as a question, has she had a better career than Ralph Macchio?
Overall, the answer is yes. You are correct.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Well, she was nominated for an Oscar for the movie Leaving Las Vegas opposite Nicolas Cage, which he won the Oscar that year. And she starred opposite Val Kilmer in The Saint.
Yeah.
And she just did one of those CSI spinoffs that ran for a couple years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so that's the Elizabeth Shue story. And we have more Chucker stories. Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, is here with movie news, movie moments. In just a matter of moments, you'll get movie news. How's that for a deal?
Burger King presents Breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800, and the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech on websites like YouTube and blogs like The Drudge Report. We need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
All right, movie news time. Chucker, what's in the bag?
Interesting story, Doug. I want to just go over. The Hollywood Reporter ran a story last week about the popularity and the explosion of TV and movie conventions around the country, which really took off about 2 years ago with the popularity of The Walking Dead. In the article, it states that Norman Reedus, who plays the character Daryl, can pocket $500,000 in 1 weekend doing these conventions. He's one of the most popular attractions. Wow. Does about 12 to 15 of these things a year. Chris Evans, who plays Captain America when he decides to do them, can also make about $500,000 a weekend. They give them about $200,000 up front and $300,000 they make in autograph signings. So it's interesting, Doug. You got guys like Eric Estrada, who was on Chips, Lou Ferrigno, who was the Incredible Hulk in the 1970s. These guys are making real money doing these conventions off work they did many decades ago. Burt Reynolds has just started to do them. And believe it or not, Larry Storch, who was on F-Troop, guy's 93 years old, also pops up for these conventions. And I guess pays his mortgage payment. It's an incredible business. But Wizard World, here's the caveat. Wizard World, who's the company that runs these things, lost $4 million last year because they overdid. They did too many, and their expenses were too high. So the actors are making a fortune, but the promoters lost money. Now,
is that the same as, like, Comic-Con?
No, it's a little different. The Comic Con is a much bigger scale. These are more self-contained, primarily fueled by the cast of The Walking Dead, but mm-hmm. they bring these other people around the edges. But boy, oh boy, would I like to make $500,000 in a weekend's work? That's pretty good.
Well, you can do that if you play.
And his salary, Norman Reedus on The Walking Dead, is about $1.6 million for 16 episodes total. Yeah. But he's making about $10 million plus at these conventions a year.
Wow.
Good for him. Good for him.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.